The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Trial by Jury. This is a segment of Court Shorts, Founding Fundamentals series. Founding Fundamentals builds your knowledge of the federal courts, one gavel tap at a time.
Hello, this is Beverly Hallberg with the United States Courts. Welcome to this segment of Court Shorts on Trial by Jury. We often think the judicial process involves only judges and attorneys, but everyday citizens like you and me are also part of the process. Trial by jury is a right guaranteed by the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution. Let's listen to what it says.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed.
Today we are focusing on the phrase impartial jury. An impartial jury has come to be known as a jury of your peers. This concept has its roots in many ancient societies, including ancient Athens. We also look to the English Magna Carta, established in 1215 AD, as the document that protects individual rights and liberties. The way that juries were handled in the past was not always perfect. In London in 1670, William Penn was arrested for preaching a Quaker sermon. This was against the law because the Church of England was the only legal church at the time. Although the jury received much pressure from the judge to convict William Penn, the jurors refused. As punishment, the jurors were fined and many were imprisoned. Eventually, the highest court in England ruled that jurors could not be punished for their verdicts, a principle that the framers carried into the formation of our current jury system. So let's look at how juries work in the United States. First, there are two types: petit juries and grand juries. A petit jury is also called a trial jury. Trial juries hear criminal or civil cases. 6 to 12 citizens serve on this most common type of jury. Grand juries don't decide whether someone is guilty or not guilty. They are made up of 23 citizens who decide if there is enough evidence to have a trial. Second, let's look at what the Constitution means when it says the jury must be impartial. An impartial jury must set aside all personal biases or convictions and decide the case only on the evidence presented to it. To ensure that the jury is impartial, there is a selection process. During jury selection, the judge and attorneys interview potential jurors to determine if they're able to come to a decision without bias. We asked Judge Cynthia Roof of the United States District Court in Philadelphia to explain the jury selection process and why it's so important.
In this process, counsel and the court are permitted to ask the collection of jurors that have been summoned to a courtroom whether or not they have any biases or predispositions to deciding certain issues in a certain way prior to hearing evidence in an actual case. And those particular jurors who may respond to the court's or counsel's questions may be excused for cause if they cannot eliminate or dispel their particular bias.
Potential jurors are excluded from jury service if they appear to have a bias that would affect their ability to come to an impartial decision. This includes making a discriminatory comment about the defendant, or perhaps potential jurors are somehow personally affected by the crime, or know someone involved in the case. If potential jurors have been convinced by news coverage that the defendant is guilty, this too is considered bias. Another way the U.S. jury system ensures impartiality is that jurors are chosen from all walks of life. Chief Judge Royce Lamberth of the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., told us why he thinks a diverse jury is so important to his job.
We want our juries to be a cross-section of people. We don't want our juries to be just one type of person. We want it to be a sampling of the community itself. We have found over the course of our 200 years of history now that this system works, and there's an effect of the synergy of those people working together that brings out the right verdict.
The framers of the Constitution were convinced that juries were so important that they included the right to a jury in Article 3 of the Constitution, as well as the 5th, 6th, and 7th Amendments. Thomas Jefferson once said,
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet devised by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution.
So how does the constitutional guarantee of trial by jury have an impact on you? When you turn 18, you are eligible to serve on a jury. In fact, if you are called, you are legally required to report for jury service. If you don't appear at the courthouse, there are penalties, usually a hefty fine. This may seem like a harsh consequence, but jury duty is a serious job. So serious that jury trials are promised in the Constitution. Jurors perform a vital role in ensuring equal justice for all. As we serve on juries, we support one of our fundamental rights, the right to have our case heard by an impartial jury of our peers.
So how can you learn more about the federal courts and the Constitution? By listening to Court Shorts and by visiting us online at www.uscourts.gov. Court Shorts are a production of the Administrative Office of the United States Courts.